On Saturday, I was at the Cohoes Peace Rally for Black Lives Matter. The rally started out in Berkeley Park in Cohoes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and gained momentum as the day wore on. The first person I spoke to was Vicari Fox of Citizens Action, who was there as part of the security team. I asked her what her central message was.
Right, community is unity. I know some people are like, oh my God, when is this gonna stop? But at the end of the day, if we don't speak, you know what I mean, we don't get heard, you know? Silence will never get heard. You know what I mean? For any cause or any right, we're right there. It's not just Black lives. You know, we got ICE, we got children, our children's education is in jeopardy. You know, for any cause, we want to be heard, and that's what it is. Our future is our goals. You know, our kids are our goals. So it is about Black lives, but it's also about so much more and so much more to become.
The march left the park and headed down Berkeley Avenue towards City Hall, more than 2 miles away. At the corner of Leet Boulevard, one local resident had decorated his lawn with red, white, and blue paraphernalia and prominently displayed a 4x8 sign that read, Blue Lives Matter. The organizers brought the march to a halt and used it as an educational moment.
Take a knee! Everybody, take a knee!
Take a knee!
When I say a term! Y'all see that sign, right? This is exactly why we're here. These are the people we annoy. They hate us. They hate seeing unity. They hate seeing people fight against oppression. They hate seeing people stand up for what's right. They believe that oppression is right. But understand, racism, shut it down! Miseducation,
shut it down!
White supremacy,
shut it down!
Police brutality,
shut it down!
Racism,
shut it down!
Miseducation,
shut it down!
Police brutality,
shut it down!
Miseducation,
shut it down!
Police brutality,
shut it down!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
And just in case they're sleeping, no justice!
No peace!
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 Who has a voice?
I have a voice!
Who has a voice?
I have a voice!
What do you want?
Justice!
What do you want?
That early confrontation was an exception. By and large, as the march passed through different neighborhoods, people came out on their stoops and porches or hung out their windows and offered cheers or thumbs up. The streets reverberated with chants. Periodically, the organizers paused the march at large intersections to flex the muscles of the crowd and to talk about the different issues affecting all of us.
That's focus. What I'm talking about there, guys, is a serious message. This is not just a local fight. This is a national fight. This is an international fight. Our black and brown people around the world need justice. And there are kids right now who look a lot like me, a lot like my son, who are locked up in cages with like a bologna sandwich to eat every other day or some crap like that. Listen, education, not deportation. Education, not deportation. Education, not deportation. Education, not deportation. Education, not deportation.
It does not matter if our crowd is big. It does not matter if our crowd is small. It does not matter if our crowd is old. It does not matter if our crowd is young. They shall hear us. Our voices is loud. Who has a voice?
I have a voice.
Who has a voice?
I have a voice.
What do you want?
Justice.
What do you want?
Justice.
When do you want it?
Now.
No justice.
The destination at the bottom of the hill was Cohoes City Hall. The organizers gave speeches, too long for this segment, but much of the message boiled down to simple truths.
What does justice look like? It looks like jobs. It looks like careers. It looks like the city giving us back some of the money in our neighborhoods. It looks like building programs. It looks like regulating your offices. It looks like speaking and changing policy. And it looks like moving out of the way so we can get to some of the people that have that money.
I'm tired. I'm 22 years old, and I'm tired. I'm tired of arguing these same arguments. I'm tired of all the back and forth. I'm tired of all the politics. I'm tired of change not coming from my people fast enough, and this has been going on for decades. This is 400 years of slave. This is the civil rights movement. This is Rodney King. This is Rodney King. This is repetitive. This is Breonna Taylor. This is Botham Jean. This is all of these. This is George Floyd. This is Ahmaud Arbery. This is Emmett Till. This is Emmett Till. This is too many times. This is too many arguments. Too many conversations. Change needs to happen right now. So I want to be clear. I see the mayor. I see him standing there. I see him listening to us. I get it. But the fact is, we had the civil rights movement. We had these conversations with the leaders. And then we had the crack era. Then we had the loss of Black Wall Street. Then we had the loss of our economy. We know what this is. So I get it. Let's work together. But at the same time, we're not here to not see change occur. We demand right now that change occur in this city, in Albany, in Troy, in Schenectady, in Guilderland, in Utica, Mechanicville, Menands, you name it, we're there.
The organizers also invited people from the crowd to come up and speak. One woman stood up for young Black and brown people.
She just brought up a good point that everybody, I think, needs to pay attention to, because it has happened quite often in Cohoes, New York. There has been a lot of false prosecutions where police officers have basically placed drugs on people and arrested them and charged them. There has also been murders covered up over here in Cohoes. There was a young black boy who was shot here in Cohoes last year. And it's not really a black or white thing, but it kind of is in Cohoes. And the reality is that he was shot by a white boy. You heard about it one day on the news. You heard nothing about it. We didn't hear anything about the conviction. The boy who shot him, his bail was very low, and he was able to come home to his family. That is just another point that's made across this country where people are accused. Necessarily, when it comes to black boys and white boys, we just know that white boys just get a little bit treated better, especially in Cohoes. But nevertheless, I see a lot of parents here who have children. So while you bring these children to these protests, please, I hope that you are all having these conversations, because these protests are very intense. Even though these protests have been very peaceful, sometimes we don't always come across peaceful people who actually agree with us, right? And they want to be negative towards us. And so we need to make sure that we're communicating with our children and kind of giving them an understanding and a balance, and also teaching them the law. There's many people out here exercising their rights according to the amendment. But the reality is that you all need to know your human rights, your Bill of Rights, your civil rights, all of your rights, especially the law pertaining to your city, your county, your state. And so that is another thing. From people from Troy, we got a larger diversity of people in Troy. And many of the times that people of color are coming across the 112th Street Bridge, what happens is that police officers are actually sitting in the alleyways and the gas stations behind the buildings. And what's happening is that they're targeting people of color, especially young black women and men. Okay, so it's, see, that's why I'm telling you to educate your children, because it's not just the adults, okay? They are targeting our children. They're charging them with miscellaneous charges, disorderly conduct, trespassing, criminal mischief, what have you. They are charging your children so they can get them into a system.
Stay tuned for more coverage of the Black Lives Matter movement. I'm Dave Pablo for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.